But not least, have you got any advice for people wanting to go into journalism? I mean, it is a tough, a tough job to get into, so would you say to stick at it and carry on going?
Yeah, I think if you've got a real passion for it, never give up on what you've got a passion for, definitely. I mean, there's various ways in, make contacts, that's the key thing. I always say this to people that, any newspaper probably has 20 kids, 30 kids writing to them, asking for, just on spec, asking for jobs, asking for work experience. But if you know the person, you've got much more chance of getting in there, getting your foot in the door. Now, that may be because you've got a friend or a relative who works on a newspaper. It may be because you met them at a party. It may be just because you did work experience last year and you really shone out. But just keep making contacts. Everyone you meet, just get to know them. Offer to work for free to get your foot in the door. Just do whatever you can. Make sure you've got your own blog, your own Twitter. But don't be stupid on it. When media students sometimes will put on their Twitter, "Oh, I really hated that story in this newspaper this morning." And then you've ruined your chance of getting a job with that newspaper. So don't be silly with it, but really try and make yourself stand out. But it's all about contacts. The reason I'm doing this lecture today is because myself and Emma, who's one of the key people here, have a mutual contact who put us in touch and said, "I think Simon would be really good to come up and speak to the students." And that's just because of a contact I made. So journalism is all about who you know. Now, that's not saying that people only get jobs because of who they know, because let's say we get 10 people through the door at the Sun, then the one who was the best would be the one to get the job. But to be one of those 10, you might have to know someone or have impressed someone or done something different or sent your CV in a different way. Then on the other end of the scale, we have people who sent in CVs and spelt the editor's name wrong in the letter, and you just think, well, you've got no chance. So, yeah, it's really, really tough. But aside from actually being a journalism, aside from the bread and butter of writing copy, there's jobs like sub-editing, there's jobs like PR, which is what I do a lot of now, there's jobs like working in social media or search engine optimisations. There's more jobs in the media as a whole, just less on that actual nitty-gritty of journalism and the glamorous of reporting from the war zone or being at the Oscars and things like that. They're few and far between, and people have to be realistic. And when you're working on a local paper, when I worked on a local paper, I had to live at home. You have to move back in with your parents because you can't afford your own place. But if you can make a success of it, then you can build a nice life out of it. So just keep plugging at it. But at the same time, don't be silly. If after 5 years you've still not got your break, then look at something else.